Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with the subject called Gifts of the Spirit and Ministry Gifts. We're doing part six of a nine-part series. And the topic today we're dealing with particularly is called Practical Points to Operating the Vocal Gifts in Our Service or Ministries. We may have any number of teachings on the subject of the vocal gifts of the Holy Spirit, but sooner or later we are faced with the fact that these gifts are functional. They must operate and not just be talked about. For those who are going to enter into this dimension, here are a few practical points to keep in mind. Point 1. Practical pointers for those who prophesy. To have any sort of effect, your prophecy must be clearly audible to the whole audience. Watch these points. Position in the hall, your speed, and your volume. For women, these points have particular relevance. If you want to sing out a message, make sure you can sing. You sing the words very clearly. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40, Paul stresses submission to the order of service. Be careful of breaking in when your pastor is speaking. Wait your turn and wait till there is a quietness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, beware of confusion caused by cross currents in prophecy. Sense the direction of the Spirit and flow along with it. Point 2. Important principles for those who prophesy. All prophecy should glorify Jesus. We go to Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, and it reads, And I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, See that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Prophesying ought to be limited to the level of a person's faith. In Romans chapter 12, 6, we read this. Always remember that quality is more important than quantity. Authority given by the Holy Spirit is recognized by people. It does not need to be asserted by the speaker. Therefore, beware of great authoritative statements when you do not have the anointing or maturity to put it across. See Luke chapter 14, verses 7 to 11. Start humbly and then come higher as God leads you. Do not be afraid to look at what you are going to say objectively and rationally. Unless you are flowing deeply in a prophetic ministry, your words are not inspired. However, the message that you give is proof. People stumble, make grammatical errors, speak in various forms of modern or 17th century English. When you are learning to try to keep clear where you are heading for and your start. If you have a mental picture, make sure you know what the Holy Spirit is saying. Also, be clear what he is not saying. Nobody is ever forced to prophesy. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 32, a common question, why do I receive things from the Holy Spirit and then do not get an opportunity to bring them forth, or do not receive the anointing from the Holy Spirit? Consider the following. It may be for another meeting. It may be to test your dependence upon the Holy Spirit. It may be to build your confidence, or it may be for your own personal edification or guidance. Remember, the experience should always allow times for others to come forward. Women often are more responsive than men. Therefore, they need to keep this in mind. And we see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34. Point number 3, personal preparation for prophecy, people. As you awake on Sunday morning, be sensitive. Get to the meeting early, be seated, and allow the Spirit to settle upon you. Pray quietly in the Spirit, in other words, pray in tongues. Be available and respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Some here need to be cautious and some need to be courageous. It's not easy standing up and prophesying and being led by the Spirit the first few times, but as a person does that, they will become more and more confident as the word is confirmed. Sometimes you may have to give a word that's not confirmed, but just giving the word is being faithful and obedient to what God wants. Point 4, the prerequisites for people who prophesy. You must be prepared for correction. In other words, stay humble. You must not prophesy where you are unknown or unrecognized. You must not learn at the expense of a large crowd. In other words, you've got a great crowd of people in a church and you want to prophesy But really, it's not your time. So be very careful and very sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit when and where you prophesy or learn to prophesy. You must overcome the fear of man. This comes through a wholehearted commitment to lay down your life for the sheep in John chapter 10, verse 11. All these points are really important to understand and acknowledge. Practical points to the operating of the vocal gifts in our services. The next session coming will be part 7 from the 9-part series, and it will be the practical points governing prophecy in a church. Once again, thank you for being with me. I hope you've enjoyed the subject today and you're growing in the Spirit. Thank you and God bless.